looking forward to a concert honoring the Keller competition called Rock Stars. It's coming up at the Long Center with the Lafayette Symphony Orchestra. Nick Palmer's conducting, and I have the soloist here at WBAA, Lily Kostraba. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good to have you. Song Kim.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you bet. And Julia Kostraba.
Good afternoon.
Is it kind of neat that you guys have been growing up? Is it kind of neat that you're both on the same concert here as sisters?
Yes.
It's amazing. Also, since it is our parents' wedding anniversary, the day that we are playing. So it is amazing.
Mozart, Bruch, Elgar, these are all guys that have been long in the past. You don't find them on top 40 stations. How did you guys decide to play these pieces for the color competition?
My teacher said, "Would you like to play the Elgar?" And I said, "Sure!" And I was really excited because I had been wanting to play the Elgar for some time. And then the Keller competition was near, so I decided to play it for that.
For me, I was considering doing color the year before on Beethoven's third concerto, and I'd had that in as like a part of my repertoire, and I was also looking into the Mozart that I'm playing now because it's a really good piece. And I eventually did end up going with the Mozart because I guess I liked it better, but now that I think of it, the Mozart's also very Beethoven-ish, so I guess that just worked out.
For me, I had just finished playing with the Wabash Valley Symphony. I played Utah 4 for some of it. And then I had nothing to do, so I decided, why not just try it? And I picked the Bruch, and we started working on it.
Got to ask about wardrobe. We just saw the Met Gala and all these crazy costumes and different things. Do you guys have standard things? Have you been thinking about? Is it as important as a prom dress or something or other that you guys sort of plan out? Do you know what you're going to wear? Can you give us a preview of a color or maker or anything like that?
Well, for me, spoilers, I'm going to wear the same dress as I wore last year for the Wabash concert.
We actually bought a red dress online for me, but it didn't quite fit well, so we had to have it altered. Finally got it finished, so I'm excited.
I'm still deciding, I think. I think I'm between something that's more mostly white, or there's this one other dress that's blue and black. I'm not sure which one.
It's going to be fun. And yes, I would have asked if there had been a young man in the here winner, I would have asked them what they were going to wear, tuxedo or turtlenecks or whatnot. So I'm not trying to be, sexist or anything. But I would ask, have you guys met with Nick already? I know the concert's coming up. Have you already talked to him about tempos or anything or met up with him?
I think we all sent in a recording a year back, but actually meeting with Maestro Palmer, I think I'm meeting with him next Wednesday, and probably similar for you too.
Yeah, we'll also meet him next Wednesday. Yeah.
You guys are playing music by Bruch, by Mozart, and Elgar. And I've heard you guys have been practicing together, playing some Beethoven, a really cool trio, the Gassenauer Trio. Did that come about because of this competition, or did you guys just know each other from U Symphony? How did it come about that you guys are actually playing chamber music together?
Well, we knew each other from the U Symphony, but since we all won the competition, and we have to play for the LSO Guild, we all decided to play together instead of playing separately.
Oh, fun. So what would you guys say to a friend or to someone that's never been to the concert to get them to come see the concert?
Well, as a high schooler, it's really good to have a professional orchestra that plays classical music in our area, so I always want to encourage them to come listen to classical music, even if it's not always your thing. And also, they're playing Bohemian Rhapsody, so there's that too.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Do you guys have any advice for someone that hasn't been to the Long Center or seen the Lafayette Symphony?
Just what she said, yeah.
It's amazing to see a symphony play in a hall. I mean, listening to a CD is great and all that, but when you're actually there, watching them on the stage,
it's different.
I'll say Toy Toy, break a leg for the Keller concert, and really appreciate you guys coming in today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.